For some reason or another, the most recent album by the Black Heart Procession didn't really capture my ear. I enjoyed some of their early work, and especially their dark and adventurous Amora del Tropico release, as well as their tag team with Solbakken on In the Fish Tank 11. Although Mr. Tube and the Flying Objects has only a cursory relation to the group, it features singer Paolo Zappoli. It's a release that fans of that group will definitely want to seek out. In addition to the above connection, the story, if it can be believed, behind Listen Up is a rather interesting one. A couple years back, Zappoli was having trouble with his TV, and after taking it to a weird little repair shop, he befriended the man behind the counter, Freddie Dillinger, who is not only an owner of lots of electronic gadgetry, but the former singer of several bands who had done everything but actually record their work during the past 30 years. Mr. Tube, aka Dillinger, agreed to produce some of the songs, with Zappoli and a lot of his friends providing the instrumentation. The setup might very well be a steaming load, but it sets the stage for Zappoli to completely break form and basically create a bunch of horn and buzz lace tracks that wouldn't quite fit within the context of his own group. Oh yeah, and rock out with a bunch of friends, which is always a good thing. Brothers in a Bind is the second track on the disc, but the first real rumbler is heavy sax blasts mixed with some rough-edge jangling guitars and huge drums, while dual vocal parts, including a delicious bass, provide some great harmonies. Fans of the late great Morphine will find their ears tickled for sure. Again brings the horns, but is much more peculiar, mixing in some weird spacey electronics and bizarre vocal filters alongside more big drums for something slightly dub influenced. Even when Listen Up is more straightforward, as on the radio rock-ready Todos Los Noches, it provides plenty of hooks to hang your hat on.
I fell through the cracks, I was left in a dream, and all this time I still never got no sleep.
Still, it's at its best when it's dropping off into slightly trippy land, which it does often. Long Night Review is downright dancey as more romping percussion mixes with lots of bleeps and bloops.
At this time we stood still, lost somewhere between the
songs clocking in at under 40 minutes, it never gets stuck in one place for too long, and like most great side projects, seems to be a good place for a little experimentation.